For over 6 years, Hank Thorpe hosted All of the Above Radio, the most intelligent, honest, and eclectic combo of music and talk that you never heard. But the more things change, the more things stay the same. Hank is back with a new version of the old scene. No more music, no more time constraints, but he still has great stories, great interviews, and more passion than a novel with Fabio on the cover. Once upon a time, Hank Thorpe was your bastion of good music, good talk, and full escapism. Now, Hank is your bastion for punchlines, passion, and perspective. Hank Thorpe, your former, present, and future favorite podcast host, presents all new, all different, but still, All of the Above.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, and it has been a long, long, or should I say further and further ado, I say hello, I'm back, and I'm married. Welcome to all of, oh my god, it's been that long. Welcome to all new, all different, All of the Above. My name is Hank. If you're not familiar with me, welcome to the show. If you are familiar with me, I hope you understand why it's taken me so long to get back to you. You can find me on facebook.com/allofthe above radio. You can find me on Instagram at Hank Told You So, or at Hank, hey, how you doing? No G at the end. If you know me, go ahead and find me on straight-up regular Facebook, H-A-N-K-T-H-O-R-P-E, Hank Thorpe, hey, how you doing? And you can always email me at alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com. And hell, you're welcome to go to honeyfund.com and search Hank Thorpe and Haley Schmitz, H-A-Y-L-I-S-C-H-M-I-T-Z. So a quick conversation needs to be had just for the sake of those who are fresh to all new, all different, all of the above. Once upon a time, this show was known as All of the Above Radio. This is a very important detail that you all need to hear. Some of you, this is not new information, but for, like the introduction said, for just a little over 6 years, I did a show called All of the Above Radio. It was at first, it was a primarily music show that featured me talking just a little bit and sharing stories along with the music. And then as the time traveled on, I decided I wanted it to be less about the music and more about what was going on in my world. Whether it was interesting or funny or sad or therapeutic, it was all there on the microphone for you. And I did the show every Tuesday from May of 2012 to January of 2019. And then I decided to leave for massage school, giving up All of the Above Radio, all the while continuing to do some random shows here and there, some random interviews here and there. But throughout the course of All of the Above Radio, and now all new, all different, All of the Above Radio, it has been quite the village that has raised this child. There is no two ways around it that this show is primarily me. It is my creation, but it is very much a village of many that came together to raise this. So many voices, so many opinions, so many interviews and phone calls and Facebook Messenger messages and message boards and chat rooms and emails, all of it came together to create 6 years of All of the Above Radio and 3 years of All New, All Different, All of the Above. I say all this to tell you, I have been doing this show long enough that it is indeed a part of me that people ask me, "Hey Hank, how's the show going? Are you still doing the podcast?" Well, the short answer is, as best I can, whenever I can. But I gotta tell you, and this is not me slighting anything, this is just me stating fact. When you're in the midst of a job and in a relationship, you have a little bit less time. When you're in the middle of a job and a relationship and planning a wedding, you have even less time than that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. But I sit here talking to all of you, telling you that if there's one thing I don't have going on right now, is planning a wedding. Because the wedding's already done. From where I talk to you, it is now, from time of recording, it's June 30th, 2022. So I've been married just a little over a month now. And I've actually been to two other weddings since. Wedding season is here, ladies and gentlemen. And kind of like when a bottleneck loosens up on a highway, 2020 was a bit of a bottleneck for a lot of people. People that just wanted to get married and get it done, they had theirs during the pandemic. People on Zoom, heads on sticks on chairs. People got very clever with how to get married in the pandemic when social distancing was a thing. But for those who wanted to wait, they're all getting married now. Which, by the way, if you're getting married anytime soon, or ladies, if you plan on proposing to your man or to your woman, or to your they, just know that whatever you want to book, you better do it early. Venues go away quick. Resources and materials are sometimes short. And if you want what you want, you better run like hell to get it. That's not just for the wedding's sake. That's just for your relationship's sake also. Just, you know, a little free advice from me. But I'm not here to talk with you about the wedding today. Or at least not in large form. One of these days, you and I will chat about my feelings about the wedding and the wedding planning and the ceremony and the day and all of that. But that's not what today is about. This is actually a gigantic ode to the village that raised the child that is All of the Above Radio, that was All of the Above Radio, and is All New, All Different, All of the Above. And how am I going to do that, you ask? Well, what I am looking at right now, I am looking at a picture that was conceptualized first by me, but then was orchestrated by my now wife. We have been to a couple of different weddings where the restaurant we used to work at together, Uncle Julio's in North Dallas, most every wedding we have gone to has had an Uncle Julio's alumni shot where anybody who worked at Uncle Julio's for any amount of time got into this picture. And my wife said, "Yeah, let's go ahead and do one of those." And then as it got closer, she said, "You know what? I don't think it's that important." But she brought up the idea of Uncle Julio's alumni shot. I said, "Well, what about an All of the Above Radio alumni shot?" So I started writing down all the names of people who had been on the show who were going to be at the wedding. And I was, just to set the stage, in Hill Country, Texas. It was 96 degrees during our wedding, and I was in a three-piece suit. So I was hot, and I was drinking. So asking me to do any more pictures than what we had to do before the ceremony was kind of a eh. So I was kind of like, eh, I don't know if it's a big deal. But to my wife's credit, she herded all the cats outside as best she could. She grabbed everybody that she knew was a part of all of the above and got the DJ to say, anybody that's been on the podcast, go outside for a picture. So she put in a humongous amount of effort to get the picture taken and to get that picture done. And truthfully, it looks great. It is a great conglomerate of insanity, to which you can pretty much see everybody, at least their faces, if not what they were wearing. So if you would, you're going to sit back and reminisce with me as I go all around this picture and just pull up my recollections about or their contributions from each person in this picture. Where do I begin? First and foremost, I do want to bring up the people that were not in the photo. I looked around this photo probably 4 times at this point, and there's 3 people that were at the wedding that did not make the photo. Whether they left early or didn't remember they were on the show, totally understand. My friend Allison, on the show she was known as Barker's Beauty. I think she left early, so she's not in the shot. My friend Michaela, she was on one time, better known as Bubbles. She called in, I want to say we were having a kind of a semi-deep to deep conversation about the restaurant industry and kind of the difference between harmless flirting and harassment in the restaurant business. And anybody who's worked in the restaurant business as a bartender, as a server, as a cook, there is an acceptable amount of flirting and just out and out depraved behavior that is completely acceptable, or at least completely accepted. But then, at any given point, anybody's allowed to be uncomfortable with it. And Michaela, aka Bubbles, called in to talk about that, if I remember correctly. And actually, I was just a few weeks, I think it was 2 weeks after my wedding, my wife and I went to hers. And it was really fun to be a guest. It was really fun to not be the center of attention. It was really fun to wake up whenever you wanted and just show up. It's kind of nice. Also not in the photo is a lovely lady named Marissa. I don't know that Marissa remembers being on the show, but she actually called. She got married on a Saturday, much like a lot of people do. She called in that Tuesday before, so this is late September of 2018. And she actually, our phone conversation took up, I would be willing to guess, a solid 45 to 50 minutes of content. Just talking about the man she was about to marry, the person she was and is and probably was going to become, love languages, long-distance relationships. It was an absolutely beautiful conversation. I don't know that she remembers it, but I do. So now let's go ahead and cover some of the people that are in the photo that have not been on All of the Above Radio. So, And some of these people you're gonna know. Some of these people you're not. But my friend Sarah, my wife's friend first, mine second. She's actually just an innocent bystander. You can tell that she's slightly more photobombing than in the photo, or just kind of off to the side, and it's just a really wide shot. cool chick, and she would be worth interviewing. Interviewing. What the? Why'd I say that so weird? Also in the shot that has not been on the show is my now sister-in-law, for whom... Okay. If you just want to be there, all right. Much like my friend Jeff, who is hammered, for lack of a better word, and just thought, hey, I want to be in this shot. Hey, listen, photobombing is very much a thing, people. So my sister-in-law could have been photobombing. My buddy Jeff could have been photobombing. One of my nephews is in the shot. My nephew Sim, he wants to be on the show, and I will make that happen soon enough. He is a SoundCloud rapper and all around just an interesting kid. He actually does have a pretty cool story to tell. I just got to figure out how to write him in. And my nephew by marriage, for whom is 5 years old, so you'll be able to figure out who he is, he just saw that a picture was being taken, and his one of his favorite people in the world is his Mimi, his grandmother. He wanted to be near her. He wanted to be in the shot. And to my wife's credit, she was really sweet to me. She said, hey, JJ snuck into the shot. You want me to shoo him out? If there's one thing I know about kids, or at least about my youngest nephew by marriage, just let it happen. Just let him be in the shot, because chances are his attention span is going to, and he's going to go off and do something else. It would have been probably a little tougher for me to say, no, I don't want him in the shot, and then you got to shoo him out. And then he asks why, and then he maybe throws a fit, maybe doesn't. You know what? Just easier to keep him there. And, as my wife said, well, when he gets old enough, have him on the show. And then he'll belong in the shot. A very intelligent way to look at it. 10 points to her. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we get to, pardon me, if you hear any goofy noises, it's me on a yoga ball chair. I'm coming to you from my semi-comfortable apartment in beautiful Plano, Texas, but as I'm recording this, it's 1:13 in the morning. My wife's asleep, she's working early. And so I've closed myself in the guest bedroom. The computer, microphone, and iPad are sitting on one of the two night tables, and I'm sitting on a yoga ball chair. My normal setup is on the couch in the living room, and I do this during the day while she's at work. But like I said, when you're an adult, time has a nasty habit of getting away from you. And you just gotta get things in where they fit sometimes. It's just the truth. And you know what? You take it as a challenge and just hope you don't oversleep something the next day. So, without further ado, let's take a swim through all these people in this shot. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I didn't write this ahead of time. I didn't write what each person did for the show or what their contribution was. This is purely me going off the top of my head. This is me looking at somebody and saying, wow, I remember when they did this. So I am inevitably going to miss a detail about some of these people. That being said, let's dive on in. So starting on the right, I'm gonna do what I can and post this picture on facebook.com/allofthe above radio and my page, HANKTHORPE, but I'll also put it on, I'll make sure it's on everything. I'll put it on Instagram at Hank Told You So and Instagram at Hank, hey, how you doing? I want you to be able to look on, and if you were in the show, I want you to see this beautiful shot that's been taken, but I also want the newer listeners to see who these people were, because if you've been listening to All of the Above for a while, or all new, all different, all of the above. Sometimes it's kind of fun to put the name to the face. Now, if you don't want to, ignore the picture. The earliest part of me doing this show, I didn't put any pictures of myself on because I wanted people to just listen to my voice and my stories. And then later on, I just said, whatever. If people want to see who I am, okay, fine, just let them. So here we go. To the right, in the green dress, that is Maria. Maria is the wife of Chad, for whom she has her hands on Chad, or hand. Maria is one half of the Welding a Family podcast, and she was on shortly after she got married, if I remember correctly, to Chad, which was in 2017. She called in partly to promote the Welding a Family podcast, partly to acquaint herself with me, and what ended up turning into a really deep, unbelievable conversation about the struggle she was going through, as I believe it was her mother at the time was sick. It was a really good conversation. She was so open to every question I asked her, and that's all you can ever hope, is that people are open and aren't uncomfortable. And she was far more open than she was uncomfortable, and I appreciated that out of her. So let's just go directly at her side and say hello to Chad. So Maria has her hand on Chad. Chad's got his two fingers out as a peace sign. Chad Alexander is the co-host of Welding a Family, but he is also the main host of The Local Bar. The Local Bar podcast is a very successful show that Chad does out of Columbia, South Carolina. The man found a niche and ran with it. He interviews people doing really good, positive things who are making the world better around them. He gets on for just a few short minutes on either side of the show and just talks about something just kind of random in his life, and then brings in the interview. And some of the interviews are not my cup of tea, but they're all people doing amazing things. And really, any episode you listen to, you're going to end up knowing that somebody is leaving their world a better place. Very similar to the episode I gave you guys back in December, talking about every single one of you matters. Every person that's on with Chad for the Local Bar podcast, they matter. Whatever room they're in, they matter a ton. And Chad matters because he's putting them on and highlighting their story. We've known each other for a while now, and another picture I'll toss onto my socials sooner than later is the picture of Chad getting a selfie during the wedding ceremony. There's an explanation coming later, but for now, we'll just leave you wanting more and wondering what I'm talking about. Not far from Maria and Chad is Murph. He simply goes as Murph. That's partially his last name. So his show code was the Alpha Wolf. He was in studio during all of the above radio, and we had a, and this tells you how far back we go, we had a conversation about Patrick Mahomes taking over for Alex Smith. And we talked about how auto-tune hip-hop now is music that we don't necessarily understand. We respect it, but we understand that it's not for us. And then later, I drove to Murph's place of business. Once upon a time, he went all in and opened up his own auto shop. He was the guy who went to the auctions and bought the car and fixed it up and turned it around and sold it. And it was called Wolfpack Auto. And so I interviewed him at Wolfpack Auto in his office with his son crawling around in the background and his then girlfriend, now fiance, just kind of puttering around in the background. And he's just another really good person who has given some really good content on and off air, because he's been another contributor on the message boards back in the All of the Above Radio days, who said some really filthy and really funny stuff. And then let's see, in blue, not far from Chad and Murph, is a guy named Paul. On the air, he was known as the Brewmaster because he was the first person I personally knew that made his own beer. And he was super duper instrumental in the early days of All of the Above. He was never in studio, but he called in a bunch. Just kind of kept the show going, kind of added a little jolt of energy every now and then. And he was a huge contributor on the message boards. And he was a roommate at the time of a guy named Chris, for whom has been on the show, who was not at the wedding. Let's see. In white, bald hair, that is Jason Cook. Jason Cook is... he has been on the show a lot back in the All of the Above Radio days. I met him as a guitar player and singer at a coffee shop. And so the first time I had him on was as a singer. And he starts to talk about his influences and just his view of life, and really interesting dude. And he was on as a singer a couple more times, all great every time. But then he just came on. No guitar, just him showing up. And this was no coincidence. I had the 1 to 3 slot at the Fishbowl Radio Studios when I was doing the show, when I was doing All of the Above Radio live. I had the 1 to 3 slot, and there was frequently nobody in the 3 to 5 slot. So if I wanted to pay another $25 for an hour, I could stay in the studio and just keep on recording and keep on talking. And whenever Jason was in the studio, it usually ended up with me paying the extra, because whatever we were talking about, we just had to keep going. Whether it was TV or LeBron versus Michael or Freddie Mercury over James Hetfield. Okay, that's not an actual comparison. It was just a jumping off point. Or Beyonce versus Jessica Simpson. Visually, not musically. There's no comparison there. But Jason has always brought amazing content, whether he was singing or he was talking. We got here. So now we're starting to get into a bit of a jumble of people, but somewhere is the matron of honor, Avery. Avery was on the phone once or twice. She called in during the What Did I Learn This Year episode. And then she was in studio. She refers to this as an infamous show. I've been far more uncomfortable during my own show. She beats herself up a little bit for her appearance. But it's kind of entertaining in retrospect. So she was on, I want to say it was August 26th of 2014. And you all need to know just how lonely I was in 2014. 2013 marked the end of me trying for a third time to make a relationship out of a girl who just wasn't ready. And whether she was ready or not is kind of inconsequential. It's just that I wasn't it. And realistically, she wasn't it for me. I know that now. But after 3 years of on again, off again, the two of us finally broke. I finally reached my breaking point. And even on a day where she texted me and told me that her mother died, and everything in my nature says, call her, put everything down, and go comfort her, I had to be as cold as ice and just say, are you with somebody that can comfort you? Because it wasn't going to be me. So that was the end of 2013. Into the beginning of 2014, when then I went to open an Uncle Julio's location in Pennsylvania. And it was a really fun time, but it was also a really lonely time. I'm getting somewhere with this. And I came back to Texas after 2 months. And shortly after I came back, I started dating a girl. If you're a listener to All of the Above back in the day, she was known as the Hummingbird. And this is why I tell you how lonely I was, is because she was a very lazy employee. She was a very unmotivated human being, and I had no business dating her, and she had no business being with me. And I'll just take one more step off this bridge and say that all the self-hate that I had took it out on her. For which, at that point in our lives, it was an okay thing. I would go deeper into why that was a thing and why it made sense, but I'm just going to let that one go. If you want to ask me personally, alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com. Back to August 26, 2014. So, Avery, I used to feature a question and answer segment on my show. You could ask me any question. Any question you wanted, and I had to answer it. I could veto one. I gave you three questions, and I had the right to veto, which is funny because I forgot to veto questions a lot that I didn't want to answer. I just totally forgot. But anyway, her question was something to the effect of, In a relationship, I value a person with a strong work ethic. Your girl lacks that. How do you feel about that? To which caused me to freeze and caused my closest friend in the world to call in and be like, well, if they're going to pile on, I'm just going to go ahead and... Or no, if they're going to ask the question, I'm just going to pile on. So then it turned into a large festival of people telling me how lazy the girl I was dating was. And I knew that. And I made up some cockamamie story about how I was dating her potential and how she was really fun to be with. No, I was just really lonely. And that's what I could get at, and that's what I could get at the time. And she saw the right through that. I find it funny. I really do find it funny, that whole thing. And side note, this is unrelated to All of the Above Radio, but her speech, or her toast at the wedding reception, very good. So let's pan down just a little bit into the, I'm guessing we'd call, I don't know, is that a blush colored dress? I don't know. That is Heidi, the mother of the groom. So Heidi was in studio along with my wife one day, and the main conversation I remember having with her was that she was a public school teacher who at some point or another taught all three of her kids, and she told the story of how she has only had to send one kid to in-school suspension. It was her own son. Her son was getting picked on, and he wasn't handling it anymore, and apparently popped that kid in the mouth that was making fun of him. And I believe on the air, I asked her, I said, Heidi, okay, so you had to be a teacher, and send your kid to in-school suspension, but as a mom, weren't you a little bit proud that he stood up for himself and popped that kid in the mouth? I don't remember what her answer was. That's me being honest. I don't remember. Pan up the shot. Let's actually move to the left. Directly to the left in the blue. That's my mom. So my mom, she called in a couple different times. She called once on my birthday. She called once on her birthday. And one of the most entertaining times she called in. It was an episode, I want to say in August. That same guy, Chris, I brought up earlier that is not in the shot, that was not at the wedding. I was just having a conversation with him on the air about... The topic was, is there any point in your life that you could have settled down before now? And I told the story of a gal named Sharon. Sharon and I dated at this point. I've lived in North Texas since 2004, and we dated probably in late 2004 into 2005 we dated. And I was telling the story of how it was very much like George Costanza, where I tried to break up with her three different times and she just said no, called me an ass, we had sex, and then we were together still. I had no idea how, I don't know what she did up to that point, but I wasn't able to leave. And I tell this story on the air that one day I just told her that she was too big for me, I could find somebody smaller than her. Because at that point, I knew she wasn't going to take no for an answer, so she had to take, oh God, hell no, for an answer. And I proceeded to tell that story on the air, and my mother called in as I'm finishing the story, and she was just appalled. I picture her hand was below her neck on her chest and maybe fanning herself off as she's disciplining me over the phone for telling a woman that she was too big, and reminding me that I come from a family of large women. There was a whole lot of, Mom, I'm sorry, but... Mom, I'm sorry, but... There was a whole lot of that happening. It was really funny. Like, honestly, it was really funny. I mean, you can't take back the fact that the story happened. I can't take back that it happened. But, I mean, I could try to, you know, take back my mother being offended by it. However well that went. Let's see, who else is over in that part of the world? Going up in between the two faces above my mother's head, that's Emily. She was on the show as Miss Bales a lot. She was in studio with my wife, actually. We had a really interesting and fun conversation. two pieces of that show stand out. Where we talked, one, about what is a college course that you wish that you were, or what is a course in college that you wish was offered. And we all unanimously kind of went out around the room when Emily started this, of a life skills class about how to change a tire, how to learn about credit, to learn about the beginning steps of buying a house. Just things that no one teaches you as an adult, that just supposedly your parents are supposed to teach you. But if your parents were like me, my dad didn't graduate high school, my mom just missed graduating college. We learned a lot as we went, and there's a lot of families that are less fortunate than us and less educated than us, that either a high school class or a college class should be teaching life skills. Like I said, of how to change a tire, how to do laundry, how to I mean, for God's sakes, how to change a tampon. There's a lot of things that people don't learn. And then the other conversation, I don't remember how we got to it, but Emily said something really funny to say how she could live. This is at the time. I don't know if this has since changed, but she said, oh yeah, I could easily live out of laundry baskets. I could wash my clothes, leave it in the hamper, and just keep living out of that. And I totally agreed with that. My then friend, now wife, was appalled. And I've lived with her for a while now. When she's done with the laundry, that stuff is crisp, out of the dryer, folded, and put away. She has not rubbed off on me in that way. So let's see. Let's go next to Emily and say hello to Joby, the very tall face with the beard. Joby is a new addition. He was on All New, All Different, All of the Above. Actually, he is, if you're looking at my Spotify page, he is the most recent show before this one. I talked to him in January of this year, right around the time the NFL regular season was ending. Really interesting conversation about his dad and how his dad was a professional football coach and how Black Monday, the day the regular season ends and coaches get fired, was a scary day for him as a kid because he didn't know if his father was going to keep his job or get hired on somewhere else. A really interesting conversation and a perspective I never would have thought about purely as a football fan. If a coach is terrible, I just think, good, get rid of him. But after that show, I thought, well, that dude's got a family. I hope he could bounce back somewhere else, whether he's a head coach or not, or coordinator or not. I just hope he gets a job somewhere else, but please, no, not here anymore. Adios, Joe Judge. You found a job somewhere else. And screw you, Dave Gettleman. You're retired, you're old, you're fine. And so, just below Joby is his wife, Amber. Amber, better known as AJ, was one of the earliest co-hosts to All of the Above, and she is also one of the most prolific people on the show. Amber was... And I hope this doesn't offend anyone listening, but Amber was easily one of the most talented people on the microphone whenever she was on All of the Above. So much personality and such a good rapport with me that she didn't need to prep for the show. I could flip on the microphone and she could shine. Now, if she's listening, she did that every now and then. There were times where she would prepare, but she would forget her notes, I think it was. And so I would ask her about a topic, and she wasn't ready. Now, she made it up on the fly as she went, so I couldn't be that mad. Because even in the midst of her not being ready, she was still good. Really good. Which, by the way, if she wasn't such a good friend and she was a bride, well, they're referred to as 2022 is so damn weird because you got to figure out what's what and who's who and where the pegs and what holes the pegs fit in these days. Amber was a groom's woman. She was on my side. She was in a dress on my side. So she's a groomswoman, I guess? So it's obvious that we are very close, always have been and always will be. So yes, she could prepare and be amazing. She could not prepare and still be really freaking good. And it does every now and then irk me. Even somebody that I am so close to, people that are just that talented, that don't have to bust their ass for it. Lucky. And it's crazy to think about how many different ways she contributed. And actually, if you remember the Ice Bucket Challenge from many, many, many years ago that was promoting ALS awareness, she did her Ice Bucket Challenge and challenged me. So maybe I can dig up that video. It's funny. She challenged me. She said, I challenge Hank Thorpe of All of the Above Radio to do the Ice Bucket Challenge. You were supposed to take the challenge and then challenge somebody else. And so I was at the Panic at the Disco concert, and any song I didn't know, I spent that time, instead of enjoying a new song, I spent time conceptualizing what my Ice Bucket Challenge was going to be. And it was pretty epic. If you don't remember it, if you never saw it, I was somehow able to squeeze the song Cherry Pie by Warrant into my Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh, it was good. It was very good, and I need to thank Amber for that. Speaking of somebody who busted their ass, we say hello. You know what? We're actually gonna bust off far left and come back. So all the way to the left, in the green dress, that's Jenna. She's known as Rhinestone Cowgirl in the confines of All of the Above Radio. She was in studio shortly after Vinnie Paul Abbott died. For those of you who don't know, Vinnie Paul Abbott, the drummer from Pantera. Pantera, a very influential metal band out of the 90s from Arlington, Texas, not painfully far from where I did my show. And true story, one of the few times I was starstruck and got a picture, I was at a Rangers game with Tiffany, you'll hear that name in a little bit, and she just said to me, do you want a picture with him? I said, yeah. So she orchestrated the whole thing. She's like, excuse me, sir, can he get a picture? It was, yeah, I straight up fangirled out for Vinnie Paul Abbott, may he rest in peace. But Jenna, known as Rhinestone Cowgirl, she was in studio talking about, she was just a couple years behind the Abbott boys of Pantera, but she grew up just around those parties happening, so she was able to talk about some of the energy that was happening as Pantera was getting big and what it was like after they died. And then we careened into some other conversations, and she talked about raising daughters in the social media age and cyberbullying. Some very interesting conversation, and she was a very, very frequent contributor also off the air in the message boards and in the Facebook Messenger while I was doing the show. The later years of All of the Above were really fun because when I was on Facebook Live, I was able to chat with people. They would just talk to me live. It was on a slight delay, but they were able to talk to me, and I was able to either just straight up talk to them on the air or to type back to them. And Rhinestone Cowgirl, Jenna, was a huge contributor to that. There was a lot of content that was born from conversations that were being had just off the air on the screen. She was a huge part of that. To her direct right, that was my best man, Steven. He was on the phone a lot in the early days. He would, oh wow. As a matter of fact, I remember before I had enough, All of the Above Radio was an indie music show. which in 2012, 13, 14, the world was ripe with indie music. It was a beautiful thing, but early on, I didn't have enough content. I didn't have enough indie music to play, so I would just play stuff from my supply of music. So one week it would be Women of R&B for the second hour of the show. It would be songs from movies, and 1 week it was One Hit Wonders, and I played Barely Breathing from Duncan Sheik, and he called in and said, okay, first of all, Duncan Sheik is not a one-hit wonder. He's very proud and very defensive of Duncan Sheik, and I loved it. He had been on the phone a couple of times, and then finally I was able to get him in studio, and we had a really fun conversation, not unlike the conversations we've been having since I met him in 2006. And this was at the time, I don't know if this is the same now, but one of his celebrity crushes is Anna Kendrick, and talked about how she is kind of Hollywood's most perfect woman. She is attractive, but she's funny, but she seems to be down to earth. Very cool conversation. I don't remember who I retorted with, or agreed or disagreed. To the direct right of Steven, that's Jess. She was known as Jag. She was in studio, I want to say it was December of whatever year she was in. It was December. And actually, the girl to her direct right, that's Mary. Mary was a very prolific co-host. Mary was known as Bad English. Mary was actually in the studio with me the day that Keith Lewis from Tups, a brewery in McKinney, Texas, came in with a bunch of his beers. And Mary once upon a time was a very serious beer drinker. And so the two of us were having a live beer tasting. I got to do several live beer tastings on All of the Above Radio in studio. It was a lot of fun. And there were certain episodes where you could check my degradation. It's one of the two. But basically, you can track how drunk I get on the air. It's pretty freaking hilarious. But one episode, Mary and Jess were in studio together, and much like Avery asked me kind of a deep question when she was on in August of 2014, Mary and Jess asked me a dual question. Neither one of them was in a relationship at the time, and Jess said to me, why are we both single? Bro, that's hardcore. I know that I gave them an answer. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember being on the air thinking, whew, they're my friends. They can handle it. But at the same time, is it my place to say whatever it is I think is true? And is there such a thing as being too harsh? Or too real, or too soft, I don't know. Which, by the way, those words I just gave to you, that's what my mind did in the span of a half a second. When you're on the air, when you're live recording, this is not necessarily live recording. If I really want to, I can press pause, I can erase, I can start over. On the air, every Tuesday, when I was doing this show live, there was no takebacks. It was purely get in a flow or figure it out on the fly. It was one of the two. Got to a point where I did it reasonably well. Even when I got asked really tough questions like, why are we single? But it's stuff like that that leads to really good and fun conversations. And just as a personal note, going all the way back to 2007, when I lost my job, I was genuinely scared I was going to lose them as friends, Mary and Jess, because they were going to continue to work there because they weren't stupid enough to get fired. I was. And I was like, are you guys going to still be my friends? And they were. And there they are in my wedding picture. So obviously they're still in my life. Obviously. So I'm going through my list here and putting check marks next to everybody I've talked about to make sure that I catch everybody. We are getting pretty close. We're a little over halfway. So let's see here. Actually, I missed one when I was writing it down earlier. So let me do this. Okay. So right next to Mary with hair, not without. Next to Mary with hair, that's Dave Perez. Dave is a newcomer. He is also from the all new, all different, all of the above days. Dave is a guitar player for the band Big Story, and he's been on several times in the all new, all different, all of the above days. He has been on to talk about touring. He's been on to talk about being a traveling musician. He's been on to talk about Spotify and how much of a ripoff his words it is, and how very little the artists are getting paid for their music. And a story that I will never forget, he tells this unbelievable story of him and his friends, how they survived Hurricane Katrina by wiring batteries to cell phones that had been dead for days so that they could call for help. It was an unbelievable story that I genuinely was on the edge of my seat as I was listening to it. Wild stuff. Great guy. Great interview. Cannot wait to have him back on.
We've got more people here.
So up on the riser, the very tall person on the riser, that is my niece, Sydney. So I don't know where this tradition came from, but when each of my nieces, my brother's daughters, graduated high school, I had them call into the show. And my niece, Savannah, called first. She's the oldest. So she called to talk about graduating high school, what she was going to do next. And I asked her if she could have dinner with any celebrity, who would it be? And she picked The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, so he could do the peck pop of love at dinner. And my two of my other nieces are in the my brother's other two daughters are in the shot, Sydney and Serafina. Sydney is probably roughly 6'2" and has since come out of the closet and I believe lives with her girlfriend in Florida. And the most interesting version of my niece Sydney has not been on All of the Above or All New, All Different, All of the Above yet. She was a girl who was graduating high school and maybe at the time hadn't figured herself out yet. And it's probably up to me sooner than later to have her on. And maybe for her it's no big deal to talk about it, but you know what? Maybe stories of people coming out, maybe those are still impactful to somebody who's a little younger and doesn't know what they are yet. Whether they're he, she, straight, gay, them, they, whatever they may be. Maybe hearing my niece talk about her coming out, maybe that helps. Now we careen down to my niece Serafina. She was the last of my brother's daughters to be on the show, and she was on the same time, the same episode that my mother-in-law, Heidi, talked about her earlier, was on the show. And I believe that was the... That, yes, we probably... I probably had a self-serving conversation about the fact that she had a bounce house in the back during her graduation party, because I love bounce houses. I'm a 43-year-old man who still loves a bounce house. They're just fun. They're just fun. Which, by the way, if you want to talk about people that are destined for greatness, my niece Serafina just graduated college and is got a job in New York City making probably a solid 15 to 20 grand more than her 43-year-old uncle makes. So let's just... It's apples and oranges, ladies and gentlemen, for two reasons. One, she's living in New York, and money doesn't necessarily go as far. That's me trying to make myself feel better. And two, she's an industrial engineer. I'm a freaking bartender. I have carved out a nice life for myself as a bartender. Let's not say anything bad about that. But what I am saying is, the amount of school you go to, the amount of just inherent smarts and understanding and processing skill you have to be an industrial engineer, she's worth the money she's about to get. That's it. We keep moving. Savannah, like I said, was the first of my brother's daughters to be on the air shortly after high school graduation. I was not able to get to her high school graduation. I didn't have enough money at the time to make it out. I was able to make it to several of the other graduations, but not hers. And Savannah has actually been on a bunch of times. She has, she actually, possibly the last time I talked to her, I believe she was working the Elizabeth Warren campaign. She has taken on so many causes, so many local and community advocacy programs. She is indeed a Jane of all trades that knows how to do so many things that make the people around her better. Never stops working and never stops trying to get better. And never stops annoying her father. Okay, let's try that. Let's try that again. Never stops antagonizing her father. That's different. You can annoy somebody just by being. To antagonize somebody, which means you're as smart as them and you know how to get to them. And that's pretty impressive, I won't even lie. And she's probably nodding her head and being like, crap, Uncle Hank, you're right. Let's see here, going through my checklist of people, making sure I got everybody so far. I only have a few left, which is good because I'm starting to run long in this recording. So up next to my niece, Sydney. Sydney's in the red dress. Next to her, man with the headphones on. You've known him as two different people, actually. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Hollywood actor Jason Nadal. I interviewed him on All New, All Different, All of the Above shortly before he had a starring role on the Dick Wolf TV show FBI. He has been on TV a few times. He has filmed national commercials. They didn't air. But he has been on television. He has been off Broadway. He has done voiceover work. He is an honest-to-goodness working Hollywood actor with a SAG card. And he's also just my cousin. The kid that I have known I've known of him since I was 2, but I've known him since I was probably 5 or 6. He is one of the little brothers I never had, but was always there. And by the way, I am genuinely thankful that I never paralyzed or brain damaged the kid. We used to wrestle. The younger versions of me was bigger and stronger than him, and I used to wrestle with him and beat him up. And my favorite wrestler at the time was The Undertaker, and I just used to do pile drivers and tombstones with his head into the couch. But see, what I didn't know is, as a pro wrestler, you position people's heads between your legs so that it doesn't touch the mat. I didn't know that, and I was driving his head into the couch. Not the point. We would have Jason Nadal, my cousin. He would call in and either talk about, and one of the best conversations we had, other than him being an actor, before he was an actor, was as he was making his way through the Army. And his journey from soldier in Afghanistan to coming home, not knowing what he wanted to do with life, using the GI Bill to go to acting school. Just a really amazing story of trying to triumph over PTSD to do something interesting and something exhilarating to him. These are the stories behind the person that I love getting to. I love uncovering them. Who else is here? We're getting down to some of the truly heavy hitters of all of the above radio, and all new, all different, all of the above. So let's talk about Sam. If you were to go down from my cousin Jason Nadal and to the right, bearded, glasses, bald head, that's Sam, better known as Sexy Beard. He was a one-time contributor in studio, but he was an all-the-time contributor on Facebook Messenger and Facebook Live. Another person I have known since my earliest days of living in Texas. I've known the guy since 2004. We used to party when he was not even close to 21 years old. And I was at his 21st birthday party. And he was obviously at my wedding. Just a damn good dude who, by the way, just moved to Oregon with his girlfriend. I cannot express to you how much he deserves to have really cool things happen to him. And by the way, check out Hounds Bay on Amazon. Hounds Bay. I don't know what the hell their motto is, but they sell really cool men's accessories and shit. If you want to find a cool way to hang your belt, Hounds Bay. If you want to find a cool way to store your watches or your ties, Hounds Bay. Need a really badass shoe tree or shoehorn? Hounds Bay. HOUNDSBAY. Hounds Bay. Find them on Amazon. That Sexy Beard, that Sam's company. Oh yes, he's got your back, soldier. And your front. Like I said, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here, people. We've got 1, 2... To my knowledge, we've only got 3 people to chat about in the confines of this show. So let's do this one first. Up next is Cassandra. She is standing next to my mother, the very blonde, very white lady, next to Jason Cook. Cassandra was known as Blonde Ambition on the show. And I'm not sure when I started talking to her, but it was sometime in probably late 2016 or early 2017, where once a month, Cassandra, Blonde Ambition, she would call in for the second hour of the show. She would call in just before 2 o'clock, and sometimes I would play music, sometimes I wouldn't, but I would give her the whole second hour of the show. And this is something I've told my wife, and something I didn't know at the time, but the relationship I was in then, not the woman I'm married to now, but the relationship I was in at the time in 2014 to early 2017, I was in a relationship. You know her as Charlotte's Web from the confines of All of the Above Radio. That relationship was lacking a deeper level of conversation. And once a month, Cassandra, Blonde Ambition, she would call in and we would just talk on the air for an hour. I would send her topics, I would send her things as jumping off points. We would sometimes use them, sometimes not. But I realized this years later that the conversation that I wasn't getting from my then girlfriend, the deep downhill heartfelt conversations that I wanted to have in my relationship that I wasn't getting, I was getting them in my monthly hour-long conversations with Blonde Ambition. They were great conversations. They were absolutely awesome conversations. Sometimes a little provocative, sometimes a little nasty, but they were always good. And we actually, Cassandra was bold enough to steal a few minutes of conversation with me during the wedding reception. There was just kind of a moment where I had finished my plate of food, and she just wanted to come over and say hello. And we talked for a solid 4 or 5 minutes, which anybody who's been married, 5 minutes worth of conversation is like 2 hours worth of conversation. It just doesn't happen. And she mentioned, you know, I really miss our conversation. I said, you know what, me too. And I jokingly and not jokingly said, the next time we talk, I'll just have my wife nearby. We'll just have just a big group three-way conversation. She said, why? You think you need a chaperone? I said, well, no, but at the same time, if you were to remember the conversations we had, they might have been a little provocative for what a relationship should be. Because truthfully, and this is me giving away more cheap advice, ideally, the person you live with, married to, love, blah, 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 should be the first person you have those deep downhill conversations with. Now, you're welcome to have deep downhill conversations with other people, but the VIP treatment should go to the person you sleep next to. And then everybody else gets leveled down. Hell, ladies and gentlemen, outsourcing is very much a thing. My wife doesn't want to talk Marvel movies with me. And I'm not smart enough to talk books with her, or at least books on personal development with her. And so, or shit, if she wants to talk about the classics, like, what is the one she read? Was it Moby Dick was the one that she read that she hated? I can't remember what it, there was a book she read, just, or The Old Man and the Sea, maybe? She read a book not too long ago that she couldn't stand. But that crap is over my head. She can outsource that conversation all damn day. I'll smile and nod if she wants to talk with me about it, if she finds me smart enough, but she's wrong. And I'm going to outsource conversation about Marvel movies and fantasy football. But the deepest conversation, it should be with the spouse first. And those are conversations I was having once upon a time with Cassandra. And they were great. And I wouldn't trade them. But if I was gonna count on one or two hands the reasons why Charlotte's Web was not the woman for me, I would point to that as one of the reasons. I could point to a lot others a lot faster. But the fact that I was going elsewhere for great conversation, or great conversation was coming to me from somebody that was not the person I slept next to, that could be a very big reason. We're getting close to the end, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting close to the end of the All of the Above Radio alumni photo. Let's see here. We just talked about Cassandra. So, up next is Tiffany. Tiffany was the beautiful Harden B on the show. She was a once-a-month co-host in studio for the full 2 hours. She was on the phone with me both times. Fritz Rahr of Rahr and Sons called in. She was with me in studio for the first tasting with Misty from Manhattan Project. And she was at Hop and Sting with me for the second tasting of Manhattan Project. She was in studio with me when we interviewed the woman who owned a pole dancing studio. And she was with me when we tried pole dancing. It was like 5 minutes for the sake of recording content, but we tried pole dancing. So many things in this world I am not fit to do. Horseback riding, pole dancing, that's just two of them. Classic book reading, that's three, I suppose. But Tiffany, to this day, is my most prolific co-host, based sheerly on the fact that she was in studio with me every Tuesday for probably a solid 3 years, if not more. Her first show was November 20th of 2012, I believe. And somewhere in there, I tried to date her sister. Somewhere in there, boy, what else? There is just this long, long list. Oh, and somewhere in there, after shows, we would just drive somewhere and day drink and then talk about what we just talked about. We would recap the show, and just our friendship grew out of being co-hosts and just grew from there to the point where Steven, for whom I talked about earlier, was my best man and Tiffany was my best girl. Like Captain America and Peggy Carter, if you didn't get the reference. It is unbelievable to think of just how much of a contribution Tiffany made to the show. And to me. You know, like outside of the show. But yeah, if I were to, like I told you earlier, I didn't research any of this. I didn't go back and figure out how many shows each person did or find a highlight, blah, blah, blah. If I were to have done that, dear God, this would have been 3 episodes broken up. And I would have had to pull audio from each one. That would have just been a huge undertaking. I just wanted to get on the mic and tell you just how much these people mean to me. So who's left? Who's left? Who's left? Well, there's two people left, ladies and gentlemen, and they are two of the most important people to me. And they will possibly never know how much they are alike. First, to the man I have called my closest friend in the world for a very long time, my buddy Adrian. He is standing between Mary and Jess on the left side, bald head. Adrian is the voice you heard introducing this show just a little over an hour ago at this point. He is the voice you have heard basically from the beginning. 92% of the audio production for this show has been him. He has made countless phone calls he would admit to say good and bad. Countless phone calls. I was never able to get him in studio because we just couldn't make that work. And once upon a time, speaking of getting him in studio, he was actively trying to see if he could get any, if he could cash in all of his clout in Hollywood to book Rachel Starr on my show. If you know who Rachel, this is where I'm just going to do the hashtag, if you know, you know. If we were able to get Rachel Starr in studio, I was going to fly him in. And then watch the sparks fly. Oh, yes. Adrian is another one that I, it's hard to put into words his contribution, but basically, his DNA is proverbially all over the show, whether it's from an audio sense, from a production sense. It's everywhere, especially in the days of All of the Above Radio. He specifically woke up out of a college slumber to listen to the show and then would sometimes go back to sleep. Or he would never go back to sleep from the night before, or just listen to my show and then go back to bed. And there is an endless amount of great phone calls where the two of us are doing the same thing we always do. And one of my favorite moments, and he's going to roll his eyes at this, he called me up on my birthday one year. He was practicing at Southern Oregon. He was practicing on a drum set. And I said, you know what, Adriana, you know what I would love? I would love for you to just do a really awful joke and then do a rim shot. And he did. He gave me his best dad joke, complete with a rim shot, and I just hauled off with a quick Ed McMahon style, "Hello!" It was such a phenomenal birthday present. Small things like that go a long way. And these are things that people forget, but I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe we have come to the last person that is not me in the All of the Above Radio photo. And that's the bride. That is my wife. She was known as Kid Comet on the show. Her first appearance was in early January of 2013. So there will probably be some show where I talk more in depth about this and how we got from there to here, for lack of a better word, because I'm already very deep into this show. This is the longest show I have done in a good little while, and I'm going to bring it to an end soon for you. But the story of how we got from early to mid-January of 2013, her first appearance on the show, to this moment I'm talking to you, I'm looking at this photo of us now being married, I'm still somewhat in awe of how it all happened. Just to set the stage just a teeny tiny bit. In late 2012, early 2013, I was in the midst of as the young people say, shooting my shot at her and failing. She was very busy being single, and I was very busy not being ready any damn way. And somewhere in there, continued an on-air relationship and a friendship, and much later on, a relationship. She's been on the show countless times. And I'm sure somebody could probably have a really good account of what it was like for us to do the show together for the first time in a relationship. I don't remember what it was like, but I'm sure there was something new and interesting and fun about it. That would be January of 18, roughly. But somewhere in between there, and this is a question that I will never forget. I want to say it was the same day, August 26th of 2014, that I mentioned earlier, that Avery asked me about my then lazy girl that I was dating. And my wife asked me a brilliant question. She said, if you could self-sustain, if you were a self-sustaining human being, what would you rather do without? Food or sex? It's still one of the most brilliant questions I had that anyone ever asked. It is the most brilliant question that anyone asked me in my Ask Me Anything section of all of the above radio. And I was so blown away at how quickly I responded to her and didn't miss a beat. And I said, I would always give up sex if I were self-sustaining, because if you eat and hurt yourself, you're only hurting yourself. If you eat with bad intentions, you rarely hurt other people. If you have sex with bad intentions, there is a countless amount of things that can go wrong. And especially with what news of the world is going on right now with the Supreme Court, people that have sex with improper intentions can make for really terrible results that unfortunately people are having less and less control of. Now, I didn't know that when I was answering the question back in 2014. I had no idea that SCOTUS was gonna overturn Roe versus Wade. That's a conversation for another day, perhaps. But this was all to tell you that the smartest question I have ever heard in the Ask Me Anything section of all of the above radio came from the woman who is now my wife. Among however many other times she said something really, really smart, which another one that I can remember. I want to say the topic was, have you been in love before? And it was three people in the studio, a guy named All-Star Chuck Taylor, and her. And we were talking about people that we loved previously and then kind of realized that we didn't love them just based on the person we were then and versus at the time now. And she said, you know, it's not necessarily fair to say that you weren't in love with them, because that's not fair to the person you were at the time. And once again, another very intelligent thing, because the person you were, maybe, well, I mean, we were all different 10 years ago. Hell, I'm different than I am, than I was. I'm different now than I was 5 years ago. And crap, I tend to think I'm different now than I was a year and a half to 2 years ago. Not just because I'm married, but because of the growth that just has to happen with time. But two of the more intelligent moments that didn't come out of my mouth came from my wife, for whom used to be Kid Comet on all of the above radio. I could go on and on about the people in this picture. Did you know, though, that so much conversation was going to come from this picture? I had a reasonable clue that it was going to happen. And I can't guarantee that all of you are going to sit here listening to this, to the ending of this. You may very well have listened for where you landed in me talking about the photo and have already tapped out. But for those of you who stuck around listening to the whole thing, I hope you had a good time reminiscing with me. And I purposely tried to kind of skip around the photo so that if you thought I was about to talk about you, I kept you hanging around a little bit longer. And it's not a DVD or a YouTube video, so you can't go frame by frame and figure out where you come up, so you actually had to listen a little bit. I hope you guys have enjoyed going down memory lane, quote unquote, with me. And I want to say another thank you to my wife for being the person who orchestrated the All of the Above Radio photo. And I want to thank all of you who came to the wedding and got into that photo. It's a testament to every last one of you in that photo or at the wedding, for the people who were not in the photo. It's a testament to all of you that, like I said, it took a village to raise the child that was All of the Above Radio. And you are all obviously great people because you're still in my life and you were at my wedding. I'm over the moon to think about the contributions you have all given me so far. And the fact that you guys, one, took the time to get into that shot, and two, still ask me about the show. I mean, this show was born all the way back in 2012 and has changed shape and form over the last few years and took a very long hiatus in the midst of wedding planning. And for those of you who didn't give up on the show, for those of you who were patient enough to wait for a fresh episode, I say, here you go. And I say thank you for being patient. There's really no soft landing here. It's getting very late into the night. It's getting very long into me chatting. So I feel like I should, no matter where I'm at right now, I should probably dismount. But what I am going to do because I'm a method actor, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to fake my way through this. I'm going to bring you nothing but the real. And what I'm going to do I just popped a beverage to every last one of you. To every single one of you that is in that shot. To every single one of you who was a contributor to All of the Above that was not in the shot. That was not in the wedding. Or at the wedding. There's a lot of people. The Misty Sanfords, the Heidi Ackermans, the Chris Enderbitsons, the Pure Delight Cupcakes, the Witherspoon Whiskey Distillery. There are so many people who were not at the wedding or in this photo. It is a very, very large village that raised the child that is All of the Above Radio. And some of the most important people in that village are in that shot. I have cracked open a beverage to you, and I salute every single one of you. To those of you who are in the shot but have not been a part of the show, I do not sound the intruder alarm. I'm just going to say, I'll talk to you soon. And to those of you who were in the shot and a part of the show, I say to you also, I will talk to you soon. And to everybody else listening who is either brand new to all new, all different, all of the above, or a veteran just like a lot of other people, I say to you, we will do this again soon. And soon after that, and soon after that, and soon after that. This has been all new, all different, all of the above. We were on a very long hiatus, but we're back and we will be more frequent. You can bet on that. My name is Hank, and may there be a next time. I say till next time.